Quran, Quran, towards understanding the Holy Quran, towards understanding the Holy Quran.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said that a person who sends 1,000 times daily durood or salutations or salawat upon me, he will not die till he sees his place in Jannah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatan wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. Dearest viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah, once again we are blessed with this wonderful opportunity to learn few verses from the Holy Quran. In this silsila we will discuss the verse number 72 of Surah Al-Baqarah, and along with it we will discuss few more ayat. Allah Azza wa Jal says, wa idh qataltum nafsan fadara'tum fiha wallahu mukhrijum ma kuntum taktumun. And when you committed a murder, hence began accusing each other, and Allah was to disclose that which you were hiding. After the murder of Amil, the Jews began accusing each other. The one who was guilty wanted his identity to remain hidden. But Allah Azza wa Jal was to disclose the true murderer. فَقُلْ نَضْرِبُوهُ بِبَعْضِهَا كَذَلِكَ يُحْيِي اللَّهُ الْمَوْتَى وَيُرِيكُمْ آيَاتِهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعَقِلُونَ. So we said, strike the murdered one with a part of that cow. This is how Allah will give life to the dead and shows you his signs, that you may have intellect. Allah Azza wa Jal willed for the killer to be exposed. Therefore he ordered the one who was murdered to be struck with a part of that slaughtered cow. When the Bani Israel did that, Amil became alive and disclosed that his cousin was the murderer. After exposing his killer, he died once again. This incident is a proof of resurrection and shows how easy it is for Allah Azza wa Jal to give life to the dead. These were exclusive signs for the Jews so that they may understand and pay heed to the power of Allah Azza wa Jal. ثُمَّ قَسَدْ قُلُوبُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ فَهِيَ كَالْحِجَارَةِ أَوْ أَشَدُّ قَسْوَةِ وَإِنَّ مِنَ الْحِجَارَةِ لَمَا يَتَفَجَّرُ مِنْهُ الْأَنْهَارِ وَإِنَّ مِنْهَا لَمَا يَشَّقَّقُ فَيَخْرُجُ مِنْهُ الْمَاءِ وَإِنَّ مِنْهَا لَمَا يَهْبِطُ مِنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ. Then thereafter your hearts became hard, so they are like stones, rather even harder than them. And of stones, there are actually some from which rivers gush forth. and there are some which split apart. So water gushes out therefrom, and there are some which fall down due to the fear of Allah. And Allah is not unaware of your evil actions. After this incident, the hearts of these Jews became even harder in accepting the truth. Even after seeing this miraculous event, their hearts were still hard. Allah Azza wa Jal describes their hearts as hard as stones, rather even harder. Whereas stones, despite their hardness, allow water to gush through like rivers gushing forth. And some are split apart. So water gushes out therefrom. And some are those which break into pieces and fall off due to the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. But the heart of the Jews never submit, never bow down in obedience, nor soften with human sympathy. Allah Azza wa Jal is reminding us that He is not unaware of your actions. Rather, He is giving you respite for a while. Take note, if person's heart is pure, he can surpass even the angels. Otherwise, he can be shunted to a level lower than that of animals and stones. أَفَتَطْمَعُونَ أَن يُؤْمِنُوا لَكُمْ وَقَدْ كَانَ فَرِيقٌ مِّنْهُمْ يَسْمَعُونَ وَقَدْ كَانَ فَرِيقٌ مِّنْهُمْ يَسْمَعُونَ كَلَامَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ يُحَرِّفُونَهُ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا عَقَلُوهُ وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. So, O Muslims, do you eagerly desire that these Jews will believe you? And amongst them was such a group who used to hear the word of Allah after having understood it. They used to distort it knowingly. The blessed companions, radiallahu ta'ala anhum, eagerly desired that the Jews accept Islam. Whereas Allah Azza wa Jal said, O Muslims, do you eagerly desire that these Jews believe you and become Muslims due to their propagation of Islam? Whereas amongst them are such groups of Jews who used to hear the words of Allah Azza wa Jal. And these are Jewish scholars. They used to distort it knowingly after having understood it. These Jewish scholars distorted the Torah and deliberately altered the words of praise, personal features, and good qualities of the noble and holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam from their book, and distorted the meanings. How could such devious people even become believers? Therefore, do not hope for them to accept faith. They will try to change you instead. وَإِذَا لَقُوا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قَالُوا آمَنَّا وَإِذَا خَلَى بَعْضُهُمْ إِلَى بَعْضٍ قَالُوا أَتُحَدِّثُونَهُمْ بِمَا فَتَحَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمْ لِيُحَاجُّوكُمْ بِهِ عِنْدَ رَبِّكُمْ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. And when they meet the Muslims, so they say, we have accepted faith. And when they are alone amongst themselves, so they, i.e. some of them say, do you disclose to the Muslims that knowledge which Allah has disclose to you that they, that is the Muslims, may argue with you therewith to prove you wrong in the majestic court of your Lord. Have you no intellect? And when the hypocritical Jews meet the Muslims, they claim that they have accepted faith. That the Muslims, according to what is mentioned in Torah, are on the right path. And that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the final prophet. And when they are alone with their chiefs, these chiefs would condemn these hypocrites and question them on their reasons for disclosing these facts mentioned in the Torah regarding the beautiful attributes of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They protested that this information will be used by the Muslims to argue with you before your Lord. Do you want to accept defeat yourselves? Have you no sense? أَوَلَا يَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ مَا يُسِرُّونَ وَمَا يُعْلِنُونَ. Are they not aware that Allah knows whatever they conceal and whatever they disclose? Allah Azza wa Jal says in this ayah kareema, are these Jews not aware that Allah Azza wa Jal knows whatever they conceal? That is the praise of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and whatever they disclose. From this verse we learn that preventing people from participating in gatherings in which the praise of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is sung is the practice of the hypocritical Jews. وَمِنْهُمْ أُمِّيُّونَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ الْكِتَابَ إِلَّا أَمَانِيَّ وَإِنْهُمْ إِلَّا يَظُنُّونَ. And some of them are illiterate, who do not know the book of Allah but verbal recitation, or invent some of their own fabrications, and they are in mere speculation. And some of the Jews are totally ignorant, they're totally illiterate, who do not know the book of Allah Azza wa Jal, except oral recitation of some words of the Torah. Or they invent some of their own fabrications which their chiefs have transmitted to them. They trust the fabricated stories of their chiefs and are in the mere assumption that they are the chosen people of Allah Azza wa Jal, and they would be forgiven for any evils and wrongs they have committed. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we have learned some ayat from Quran Majeed, and we have learned brief commentary of these ayat. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand the true message of Al-Quran Al-Majeed, and give us tawfiq to follow the sunnah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wherever in the world you are, keep watching Madani channel, join Madani Qafilas, and be part of the beautiful work of Dawat Islam. May Allah bless you all. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatun wa salamun alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah.
Quran, Quran, towards understanding.